Okay, so the third parak of Megillas Eicha is a little bit different than the other parakim. So we saw the parak Aleph and parak Beis both went in the order of the Aleph Beis, as does parak Dalet. Parak Gimel is a little bit different. Parak Gimel also goes in the order of the Aleph Beis, but each of the letters of the Aleph Beis is tripled. So you have three psukim with Aleph, three with Beis, and so on, which means that we have 66 psukim ahead of us. Now, on the one hand, that seems like a lot, and it is a lot, but we're going to move. But what's interesting is actually the psukim are very, very short. And in fact, there is only one esnachta in the entire perek. The esnachta is the thing that looks like the upside-down Lego hand or the horseshoe. And that's a stopping point. The only pasuk in the entire perek that has one is pasuk Nun Vav, the 56th pasuk. So all those pasuk are very, very short pasukim. I don't know exactly why that is, but it could be it reflects a lot about this perek is. This perek is different than the other perekim because this perek was added later. Not added later in the kfira sense of it, that it came at a later time after the Tanakh. Added by Yirmiyahu later. This is Yirmiyahu's hesped for Yoshiyahu HaMelech. If you remember a little bit of the story, the things had been very bad for the Jewish people, and they kept oscillating between certain kings that were tzaddikim and certain kings that were as bad as you could possibly get. And Yoshiyahu came to the throne after a period of tremendous Avodah Zarah, and the king's pushing towards Avodah Zarah, and Yoshiyahu became king at the age of 8 years old. It's actually a kina, right? One of the most prominent kinos that we have on Tisha B'Av is Vayikonen Yirmiyahu al Yoshiyahu, the kina that Yirmiyahu said on Yoshiyahu, and that is really this parak. What Yoshiyahu inspired a tremendous tshuva movement, but in the end he made one fatal error. And that was, he was so confident in the strides that the Jewish people had made that it came to the point where Paro wanted to pass through the land of Israel with his army in order to fight against, I think, Ashur. He did not want to fight against the Jewish people. And Yoshiyahu did not let him in. Why? Because the pasuk says in Vayikra, when we're acting properly, that a sword will not even pass through the land for something which, even for in a peaceful way, no other outside army will be able to pass through. And Yoshiyahu was convinced that that they were experiencing that bracha right now. Unfortunately, he did not check with the Navi. He did not check with Yirmiyahu. And Yirmiyahu would have told him that he should absolutely let Paro Necho through. They had made tremendous, tremendous strides, but they were still in private Jews who were worshipping Avodah Zarah. That's the imagery that Yirmiyahu has in that kina that the Paitan put together. They put the Avodah Zarah in the back of the doors so that when the doors were open, the inspectors that went around to see if there was any Avodah Zarah would not see it. And when they closed it, their getchke would be put back together, and they would be able to, the Mesiris Nefesh that they had for Avodah Zarah was actually quite tremendous. And in the end, Yoshiyahu was killed by Paro Necho, and he was matzdik es hadin. In the end, he admitted that he was wrong, but still, it was a tremendous, tremendous loss for Klal Yisrael. And Yirmiyahu realized that that was the last chance that we had, that everything was going to be okay, and to prevent the Churban. Once Yoshiyahu was lost, the Churban was inevitable. Okay, so that is the introduction to Parak Gimel. We'll try to move somewhat quickly in order to be able to get through all of the psukim, but try to point out some interesting things as we go along. So Yirmiyahu speaks about himself, and again, pasuk Aleph, ani hagever ra'ah, ani b'shevet evraso. Right, I am the man who has seen affliction by the staff of his anger. What is Yirmiyahu getting at? So Rashi says, what was Yirmiyahu complaining about? He said, so many other Nevi'im prophesied about the Churban. I'm the one who had to see it. I saw the terrible thing. I've seen worse than anybody else has seen. Some of the farshim point out that the gematria of Ani HaGever equals Yirmiyahu. It was a hint to his own. It was a hint to his own name. And he said what he saw was terrible. What does it mean that he saw b'shevet evra so? He says that, that there are two different ways of punishing. You can punish with the shevet, with the staff in a very difficult way out of anger, or it can be done to try and help the people. And he was saying here that the experience that he was seeing was that it was a terrible, terrible punishment which was coming from Hashem. Osina hag vayolach choshech v'lo or, ach bi yashub yafoch yado kol hayom. Right, he's led me and driven me into darkness and not light. Only against me did he turn his hand all day long. I mean, everything was going bad. I'm seeing the darkness of the Chorban. And Yirmiyahu had to see it all. Bila b'sariv ori shibarat musai, bana alai v'yakaf rosh usila'a, b'mechashakim hoshivani kimei se'olam. Right, he's worn away my skin, my flesh. He's broken my bones, right? He's just, Yirmiyahu says, he just keeps getting knocked down time and time again. There's just tremendous, tremendous pain that he is seeing. He's besieged me, encircled me with bitterness, and he's placed me in the darkness, like those who are eternally dead, those who are gone for forever. He's basically was saying he was put into a dark prison. Now, Yirmiyahu was actually put in prison. And most of what he wrote in terms of this particular sefer as described in the Navi book of Yirmiyahu, he was written while he was sitting in this pit. Again, he experienced such terrible darkness. Gadar ba'adi v'lo etzeh yechbid nechashti. Gam ki ezak vashaveya sasam tvilosi gadar derachai begazis nesivosai ivam. Right, he has walled me in, surrounded me, so that I have no escape. There's nothing that I can do. We're imprisoned in this gullus, and we can't get out on our own. We're weighted down. He's and even if I cry out, he's going to shut out my tefillah. That actually is the makor. That is the source for why we don't say Tiskabel in Kaddish on Tisha B'Av, right? Because our tefillos, we assume, are not accepted in the same way. Again, why is that? Because part of punishment sometimes is that Hashem doesn't want to hear it anymore, right? If you send shallow words again and again, if there's insincere tefillah, eventually Hashem says, "I don't need these. I don't need these types of tefillos." And again, Gadar Drachai Begazis Nesivosai Iva, right? He walled me up with hewn stones. He distorted my paths. Again, highlighting that we don't seem to have any way out of this. The Palgei Mayim, one of the Mefarshim on Eicha, he understands this verse homiletically, that the paths of Torah and Mitzvos were obstructed by my evil inclination, right? I ended up being corrupt. And he was talking more about the people, not directly a condemnation of God. I saw that a little bit in Perek Beis, right? He spoke very, very harshly against the terrible punishments that Hashem had wrought upon the people. But here he seems to be focusing not just on what Hashem was doing, but on us. Dovo rev huli ari b'mistarim, derachai sorer vayifashcheni somani shomein, derach kashto vayatziveni kamatara lachetz. Right, he's like this lurking bear to me, a lion in hiding. Meaning we're constantly afraid. Rashi explains the subject is Hashem. Right, Hashem has become like we're scared. We don't know what punishment is going to come next. Everything that we seem to be doing is bringing about punishment. Others understand that it's talking about the Babylonians, that Nebuchadnezzar and everything. He's like this bear that's waiting and constantly going to attack, like the Arib and Mistarim, right? The bear attacks in one way, the lion attacks ferociously in a different way. But either way, we feel like we're stuck in the middle of all this. And he's strewn the paths with thorns and made me tread carefully on this. Right, I have to walk with my after every step that I take needs to be done carefully. And he bent his bow and set me up. So the order here seems to be reversed, the Mefarshim point out. Usually one first sets up his target and then takes aim. And what the Pasuk seems to be saying is that the enemy is constant terror. It doesn't matter what they're aiming at. They're constantly ready to attack. Hevi bechil yosai pasuk yud gimel hey hevi bechil yosai bnei ashpaso hayisi sechok lechol amin ginasam kol yom hispiani bamiromim hirvani laana. Right, he shot into my vital organs, the kleos, the kidneys, the arrows of his quiver, right, have become the laughing stock of all the other nations, and he's filled me with bitterness. What's the Navi getting at? The Navi is trying to explain that we've fallen so far that whenever the nations see what's happening to us, they're just laughing at us. Some of the version point out it wasn't just the Yirmiyahu was also lamenting. This is almost like a midah keneged midah. Because when I would talk, when he would try to give over his the nevuah and tell the korban is going to come, the Jews laughed at me. They weren't willing to accept any sort of musar. They weren't willing to accept any sort of responsibility for what they had done. Vayagreis bechatzatz shinai hichpishani ba'efer, vatiznach mishalom nafshi nashisi tova, v'omar avad nitzchi v'sochalti me'ashem. Right, he ground my teeth on the gravel, and I was cowered in the ashes. What does he mean? The teeth were broken by pebbles. Right, when we let go of the verse, when we let go of Torah, then everything else is like attacking us. Right, meaning that the purpose of the command was to help us, we're doing all the opposite things, and the people were just made fun, and their teeth were broken. Some explain that the Torah scholars are sometimes called the teeth. And nobody was taking their words. Nobody was taking their words seriously, and we ended up cowering in ashes. This is also one of the psukim that's brought as Aram and Hagim for Tisha B'Av. What do we do before Tisha B'Av? We eat with ash, right? The Sudam of Sekes. We incorporate different aspects of this nevuah. My soul despaired of having peace. I've forgotten goodness. And I said, lost is my strength and my expectations from Hashem. Right? We became frustrated and downtrodden. Because again, we haven't experienced the good in so long. That we continue to suffer. And then in Zion, he shifts gears slightly. Zachor ani umrodi la'anav arosh, zachor tizkor v'sashoach alay nafshi, zos rashiv elibi alkein ochil. Right, remember my afflictions and my sorrow. Right, this seems to be right. Then now he's turning towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? See everything that we've been through. We've been through a lot. We've suffered. You're right. You sent us the suffering because we deserved it. But now we need you to remember, Hashem. We need you to remember everything that we have experienced, right? We remember well, but please, this is our only hope, right? Alkein Ochil. If you remember this and see that we've been through the punishment, that's basically our only chance to get out. And that's combined with the next pasuk, which is probably one of the most famous psukim of Megillas Eicha. Chazdei Hashem kilo somnu kilo chalu rachamav. Right, Hashem's kindness has no end. We know in the end that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is kind, and He doesn't want to punish us. So we take strength in knowing that as long as we get the message, the chesed will come. Chadoshim la bekarim rabo emunasecha. Right, they're new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. That's one of the this pasuk part of this ends up in our Moda Ani, Chadashun LaBekarim, that we're new in the morning is actually one of the sources for washing Netilas Yadayim when we wake up in the morning. We're a new person. So we're saying there is potential to start new. Chalki Hashem, Arman Avshia, Keino Chilo, right? Hashem is my portion, right? We can turn towards you, Hashem, and have this way out of it. Because Tov Hashem LeKovav, L'Nevet Shidushenu, Tov Yachil V'Dumam, L'Sishuas Hashem, Tov LaGever, Ki Yisoo Benu Rav, right? Hashem is good to those who trust in Him, to those who trust Him, right? It's not that Hashem wants to punish us, and we realize that. We deserved what it was. There's a certain element of Tzidduk HaDin, of accepting responsibility. And once that is true, right, it's good to hope silently, quietly for Hashem's salvation. It's good for a man that he bear the yoke when he is young. Meaning we're certain that God will not forget us forever. We're not going to be completely neglected. But what do we have to do? We have to have the ol. What's the ol? The ol is Torah and mitzvos. It's not always easy to be engaged in Torah and mitzvos. But that's the only way that we're going to have to be able to get out of it. Pasuk Chaf Ches Yud. Yeshev badad v'idom ki natal olav. Yitein ba'far piu la yesh tikva. Yitein l'makei olechi yispa b'cherpa. Right, one should sit in solitude and just be submissive. Right, and when somebody realizes that that misfortune has come, that something bad has happened, you need to take it in. You need to take it in, and you need to understand the seriousness of it. Right, let him put his mouth to the dust. There might still be hope. Let him offer his cheek to the one who strikes him. Let him be filled with disgrace. Meaning, at a certain point, we should submit ourselves to the punishment, which that in and of itself will hopefully be part of the solution. If Hashem sees that we accept the punishment as being that we deserve it because of what we did, that is a step in being able to come back. It's not an easy step, but certainly, when one lowers and is mevaza themselves a little bit, that is a way of when we lower ourselves and humble ourselves in front of Hashem, of Him seeing that we regret. Ki lo yiznach le'olam Hashem. Hashem is not going to reject us forever. Ki im hogav richam kirov chasadov. Right, He's going to act. He's going to afflict, but then He'll have pity. Oh, He has rachamim. Ki lo inam libo vayagesh bnei yish. Right, He does not torment just because He feels like it. Everything is part of everything is because of what we did. Right, Hashem doesn't want to be doing this, but at a certain point, we almost force His hand because of what we have done. L'dake tachas raglav kol asirei aretz la'tos mishpat gover neged pnei oyon la'aves adam brivo Hashem lo ra'ah. Right, to crush under his feet all of the prisoners of the earth. What does that mean? It means in the end we're all prisoners to on God's way. We have no way of escaping this world, so we can't just try to get out of it. So it's going to happen. We're going to be punished. There's going to be repercussions to whatever it is that we do. But if we do the right thing, and there's tshuva, so that's our way out of it. But we can't just run away and hope that it's not going to come. Right, to deny a man justice in the presence of the Almighty, it doesn't happen. There's no way that we can distort din. Right? He does not torment. I'm sorry. He aves adam rivo Hashem lo ra. Right, Hashem doesn't act in a way that is not that you can't appeal the ruling, assuming that there was some sort of corruption that was taking place. That's not how the din of Hashem works. Pasuk lamed zayin, up to the letter mem. Right, mizeh amar v'atehi Hashem lo tziva mipi alyon lo seitzei haraos v'atov ma yisonin adam chai gever achata av. Right, whose decree was ever fulfilled if the Lord did not decide it? Meaning, whatever is going to happen in this world, in the end, is because it's the ratzon of Hashem, and everything that comes from above, right, evil and good, it all comes from the same place. It's just a matter of perception of what it is, right? What can a living man complain about, right? Gevra chata av. It's not about complaining against God. It's taking personal responsibility. And that seems to be this theme that Yirmiyahu is trying to say, that the Churban came, and if we want to get ourselves out of it. He saw that the Churban is here. Ani Gever, I'm going to see the Churban. But now we have to also figure out, what do we do? We need to understand that the Musar that we is part of our growth. And if we don't understand that all of this was done for our own good, as difficult as it is to digest, then we haven't gotten anywhere. So what should we do? We have to investigate our ways. We have to think about how we are acting in this world and come back to Hashem. Lift up our hands towards Hashem. We shouldn't be going towards Avodah Zarah. We shouldn't be going towards anybody else. Hashem is the only one who can do whatever it is that we want to do. Nachnu pashanu marinu. Ata lo salachta. Right? We've rebelled against you and you haven't forgiven. Why haven't you forgiven? Because we didn't do tshuva. But tshuva is most certainly an option. We just have to opt in. We have to decide that that is the path that we want to take. Sakosa ba'af atir defeinu haragta lo chamalta. Sakosa be'ananloch me'avor tefila. Sichi u'ma'os tesimenu bekerev ha'amim. Right? You have enveloped yourself in anger and now you're pursuing us. Right? You've slain, you have not shown any mercy, you put yourself in a cloud that covering yourself over so that even the tefillos can't get in. And you made us like the filth amongst the nation. Again, the Yirmiyahu goes back and he's saying that we need you to give us that pathway. If we're willing to come back, we need that you're going to give us that opportunity as well, because that is the only way that we are going to be able to return. Potsu aleinu piem koloivenu pachad vafachas hayolanu. Hashes vashaver, palge mayim teride ne eini al shever bas ami. Now, the psukim here seem to shift back towards Hashem. Right, the Shechina now again. This is a transitional moment, right? The pasuk starts off, Patsu aleinu piem koleveinu, right? Our enemies open minds against us. That's us talking. And that caused us this tremendous panic. But the next pasuk, Palge mayim teride ni al shever basami. So who's talking? Basami, my nation. This is Hashem talking, right? I had tears running down in order to, on terms of what's happened to my nation, sounds like the Shechina now is the Shechina is talking. I'm pouring out with tears. I can't console. I want to be there for my people. Eini negrav lo sidmem ein hafugos ad yashkif ve'ira Hashem mishamayim. Eini olulol nafshi mikol benos iri. Now here it's the crying is also coming from here from Yirmiyahu. And Yirmiyahu says that I'm crying over what's happened to my people, and I'm hoping that Hashem is going to look down and notice what it is. My eyes have brought me grief over everything that I've seen. Yirmiyahu says it's just been so terrible. It's been so terrible. We need to come back to Hashem and allow him to remove the punishment. Tzadi, tzod tzaduni katzipor oivai chinom tzomsu vabor chayoi vayadu evan bi, tzofumayim aroshi amarti nigzarti. Right, I've been constantly ensnared like a bird by my enemies without any cause. They caught up my life in a pit and threw stones at me. Water has flowed over my head. I thought that I am doomed. Rashi understands that these psukim are really Yirmiyahu talking about his own situation, his own lament, right? That he was from the family of Kohanim, And they haven't been able to do everything that they wanted to do. They've lost out on their mikdash. They've just been banished and not able to serve Hashem. Karasi shimcha Hashem yibor tachtios. I have been calling out to you, Hashem, from the lowest of places, from whatever I've had to experience, even again literally being in the bar. Kolisha mata athlemos nechal rav chasila shavasi. You've heard my voice. What do you mean you've heard my voice? It goes, in the past, you always listened to my tefillos. We need to come back to that. Don't shut your ear anymore. Now when I call you in despair, I'm calling out for your nation. They're going to come back in tshuva, but we need you to be responsive. We need you to be accepting. Karavta biyomekreko amarta altira. Right? And when I would call you, you would say, don't have any fear. He goes, that's what we need again. We need a return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu reacting in such a way. Rav to Hashem, rivei nafshi ga'al t'chayai. Right? You've always been fighting for my cause. You fight the battles on behalf of Klal Yisrael. That's the relationship that we need to have. You, Ra'isa Hashem avosasi, shavto mishpati. You've seen the injustices that I suffer. Judge my case. And Ra'isa Kolnik Masam Komach Shavosamli, and you've seen that everything that they're trying to do, they're just trying to get us. They're trying to hurt us. They think that they are in control. Even you, Hashem, who sent them, and you're the reason that they are able to be victorious. They don't do that. They're doing it for themselves. Shemata Cherpasam Hashem Komach Shavosamalei, right. You have heard their insults, all that they're trying to do against us. Sivsei kamai veginam alai kol yom. They're plotting against us. Shivtom v'kimasam abita ani manginasam. Right, they're sitting down, they're rising up. We're their joke. Take note of what they are doing to us. And the last yipsukim, Hashem is asked to bring the retribution against them. You see what they've done. We're going to. Nasal now need to come back with tshuva, but when that happens, tashiv lahem gemul Hashem k'masayadeim. Take retribution against them, against what they've done. Tintain lahem megina slave ta'aloscha lahem. Put your curse on them. Tirdof ba'afa esash midei mitachas shemei Hashem. And you should wipe them out, and their obliteration should be complete. That's a pasuk which we incorporate into the Shvuch HaMascha on the Pesach Seder. Because that is the enemies of the Jewish people in the end are the enemies of Hashem as well. And if we go through this entire process, that Yirmiyahu realizes the Churban is here. But the Churban isn't the end. The Churban is simply, again, maybe not simply, maybe simply is the wrong word, but the Churban is part of this process of the Jewish people needing to be introspective. And when they are introspective, then we say, Hashem, now is the time that the roles should be reversed. We shouldn't have to suffer anymore. And those who acted against you, they should be the ones who are going to be punished for what they did. Okay, that was